is exciting. We are starting not just a new perek, which is true, we're starting a new midah. We spent the last few months learning about zehiras, learning about being cautious and being thoughtful and thinking beforehand, before one acts, and having everything set by machshava to recognize the powers of the Yetzer Hara, to recognize our potential, what we're supposed to do in this world, to be realistic and an understanding about what this world is for, what we want in the next world, how to attain what we want for the next world. And now we're going to get to action. Going to get to actually the performance of mitzvos and doing it in a way of zrizus. One of the footnotes here in the sefer that I use, they write basically, they translate it as alacrity. Zeal, zealous is also like another word that's thrown out for it, but they write that there's no really good English translation for this word, to be zariz, to have zrizus. It basically embodies wanting, having an excitement and passion to do the right thing and jumping at the opportunity when it comes your way. In a certain sense, that's what zrizus is. So we're going to be doing most of the parak. It's not such a long parak. We're going to finish next week. We'll do most of it now. So achar hazihiras. After learning about zihiras, yavo hazrizus. Here comes zrizus. Ki hazrizus sovev al halot hase, vazrizus al haase. Because really, they're actually two sides of the same coin. Where you have the lo ta'ase and being careful to not sin. And then you have the ase of being zariz and doing the mitzvos, the positive mitzvos, in the best way possible. The hainu, this is the famous line, sur mirav ase tov. First and foremost, you have to remove the evil, and only then could you go and do the good. Right? Imagine a person who's trying to... Imagine you have to repair something and you're only putting in the new component and the nicer piece, but you haven't yet taken out the old piece. Nothing's going to work. It seems crazy. I mean, there are some cases we could imagine. Let's say like you have to fill up a bucket and the bucket has a hole on the bottom. And you try to fill it up and you're doing all the actions, but the water keeps draining because of the hole on the bottom. So you have to stop the hole and then you fill it up. Right, so over here it's important religiously to first remove that which is evil, get rid of the things that are evil per se. I mean, it could be evil, but things that are difficult, things that hold us back, and then to perform the positive mitzvos. The inyan shel zrizus mevor, and the ideas about zrizus we're going to explain. Shehu akdama lemitzvos lashlamas inyanim. That's the hastening of performing a mitzvos lashlamas inyanim, and to perform all the details about that mitzvah in the most perfect way. The chalashon hazeh amr zachron al levracha, and as Chazal say in Gemara Pesachim Daf Dalet, zrizim makdimin lemitzvos. That people who are people should be zariz basically to perform mitzvos. You should have the excitement and the passion ideally, and if not, fake it, which is also fine. We could discuss that. Another point, but at least go through the motions. Vizeki kamosha tzarch pikchos gadol, because a person needs to have a keen perception, vashkafa rabba, and tremendous foresight, linatal mokshe hayetzer, in order to escape the wrath and the snares of the yetahara, lilimalit min arash alo yishlo banu lis arv mazenu, so that you could escape the potential evil and danger of the yetahara that wants to get you. And it's not going to come mixed into your actions. You're going to keep the Yitzhar away. Shut the door. So he says, just like a person has to be constantly aware and on the lookout to get rid of evil, to get rid of the things that are bad, so to a person has to be on the lookout and to have a certain foresight into doing the mitzvos, into making sure to not let that get out of your grasp. So it's making sure to, on the one hand, get rid of the bad, but it's also to be just as sensitive and just as aware to make sure to do the right things. Ki kamosha mesabiv umishtadel hayita hara betachbulosav lahapil sa'adam b'mechmoros hachit. That just as the Yetzirah maneuvers itself and uses this tactic and that tactic in order to get us to stumble, to get us to mess up in its web of sin, right? There's so many different ways and so many different paths that it comes to get us in. Kemishtadel menomi menu asiyas hamitzos ula abdom menu. So to a person has to work hard to in order to not lose out on the mitzvos opportunity, to make sure that a person is going to be fulfilling the mitzvos and making sure to also fulfill it in the best way. And if a person just relaxes and a person is not as cautious to do the mitzvos, they're like, okay, maybe something comes my way, right? That type of mentality, then so Yishar Naur Verik Mehem Bevadai, 100% you're going to be empty from it. You're not going to have a chance to acquire any of the mitzvos if that is your mentality. And that he says over here, there's a footnote that I underlined, I'll just read it. People generally move to perform easy tasks without delay, while they procrastinate when it comes to the difficult ones. It's not just, we're going to see a different idea about laziness and defining that soon, but when it comes to doing something easy, we're very quick to do that, right? Imagine if you think about your house, right, where it might be like, could you set the table or could you take that out of the fridge? Yeah, I'll do it, take it out of the fridge. And then it gets to a hard task. Hard task could be a million different things. Could be hard to take out the garbage. Be like, hold on. I'll get to it later. Hard task could be like doing a repair. That's a really hard one, right? Like, okay, maybe a month now, 2 months from now when it's really broken, I'll do that repair, right? So we become much more lethargic when it comes to something difficult. And continuing, v'tira, you should know, ki teva adam kavei ma'od. That's very important. And I think there's a very important part to realize, to have the perception and awareness of who we are as human beings. Philosophically, I think it's very important in order for us to be able to perform our mitzvos in the best way and to try to remove ourselves from the Yetzer Hara. Because if you don't know, just like psychologically, if you don't know who you are, how are you going to be able to really manage and deal with what you have to deal with in the world? It's very important to understand oneself. It says the nature of man is heaviness. We are, and he says, ki afrios hachamrios gas, that our physicality is very dense. If you just think about it, our name, the name of Adam, you are a person, you are an ish adama. Right? Because you are a man, not just a man who works the ground, because you have to work the soil, but you are literally, Adam HaRishon, was literally a man created from the ground. We're told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took dirt from all over the world, Midrash says, I believe, Midrash HaGemara, took dirt from all over the world to create Adam HaRishon. Why? Why from everywhere? Because then it shows that man rules all of the land, because man was comprised of every single particle from all the components of the world, or a particle really from all areas of the world. So, al kein lo yachpot adam b'torach u'melacha. A person, because we're heavy by nature, we don't have a desire to exert ourselves in work. We want to sit back, we want to relax, we want to sip some lemonade and sit in a hammock, and that sounds great to all of us. I think just sitting in a hammock, sipping some lemonade, maybe reading a book, a sefer. Right? It sounds great. And the reason it sounds great is because that's who we are. At our essence, we are lazy people who are weighed down. I saw, this is later on in the footnote, but I don't want to forget and miss it, that they say that Rebbe Yashuv Well, Yashav, is well known. He had a very, very rigorous learning schedule, to say the least. And he was obviously one tremendous Masmid beyond and the Gadol Hador, literally learning pretty much every second of the day. And the part that I didn't know is the following story, which is a daily story, apparently, that so he woke up at 2 a.m. Some of my students go to sleep at 2 a.m. He woke up at 2 a.m. And I remember seeing also, I believe, like, he had to leave, if he had a wedding or something, he left by a certain time no matter what, because he has to get to sleep by a certain time. It's like 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, whatever. I think it's 10. I think he got 4 hours a night. And then he woke up at 2 a.m. to start learning, to have his first Seder of the day. And he'd sit there, you could watch a video on YouTube, literally just him sitting there by Gemara learning. But this part I did not know, that when he got up in the morning, he folded up his blanket and threw it across the room. Now, when he was 103, he probably didn't have much strength to throw, but you understand the idea. It says because he was so aware that not be tempted to go back to bed. He wants to get up. This is my time to learn. And if I delay it, I could potentially get sucked down and brought into it, because the Etar will tell us, you're tired, you need sleep, let's go relax. So Rav Yashav has to throw away the blanket, so to get rid of, because just by nature, it's so hard to get up because of how we are. So Kal v'chomer, v'nosh Kal v'chomer, how much all of us have to do something like that. I do not recommend you wake up at 2 a.m. to learn. You guys could decide for yourselves, you're all adults. Umisha wrote to Liskos Lavoda Sabore Yisbarach Tzarch Sheizgaber Neged Tivo Atma Yisgaber Vizdares. A person who wants to serve Hashem properly, a person has to be strong and has to have the strong will to be able to oppose the Yetzer Hara and that laziness. She'im hu maniach atmo b'yakfidus, because if he leaves himself in that heaviness, vada hu shel yatzech, there's no way whatsoever he's going to succeed. The Chazon Ish points out that when it comes to laziness, he says, laziness is not the way we assume. Laziness is not just sitting back and doing nothing, but kind of like we said by the previous example, that laziness is not wanting to do the hard thing. Chazon says that's what laziness is. Meaning, a person could spend all night playing a video game, or all night watching a movie. If someone were to say, wow, that's not so lazy. Lazy would be, I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Wow, look how lazy you are. You're going to bed right now? But someone who's staying up. Look at me. I'm not lazy. I'm staying up all night. I'll even stand when I play. But it's laziness is about not doing the hard thing. Saying, I'm willing to do something easy. Certainly happy to do something fun when it's pleasurable. But doing something that's difficult, that I'm not into doing. V'hu mash amar hatana. And Pirgava says, for to be bold as a leper, light as an eagle, fast as a deer, and as strong as a lion, in order to serve Hashem. That there's an animal to correlate to each important midah that we have. And here, when it comes to, he's referring to the important component of the being bold like a leper. It's interesting because it's noted here in the footnote that was actually, that same line was actually brought up previously by Zahiris. And says, it's noted let me see who says, I want to give Rabbi Yechezkel Sarna, who says that because being bold is to both get rid of the Yetzer Hara and not give in to that, but also to perform mitzvos, that it works both ways. There are certain things that constantly require chizuk every single day. Or that a person, you can't just, like, for example, the opposite of this is, there's an expression, it's like riding a bike. Because when it comes to riding a bike, once you learn it, you're never going to forget it, they say. Right? So you cannot ride a bike for 20 years, pick it up and you're good. But there are other things where, and I'll give you an example, I play guitar. If I don't practice a song for a certain amount of time, and if I've only practiced it for a limited amount of time, there is no chance I'll remember it. I have played certainly hundreds, if not thousands, of songs in my life. And right now, if you were to ask me to play songs that I memorize and know, in the tens, maybe somewhere over 100. Maybe. So we're talking about a small percentage of things that have really stuck with me, either because I had to ingrain it over and over and over again, or most likely because it's things that I play more often. So over here, so the Gemara says that there's certain things that require constant chizuk. It does not list playing guitar and guitar songs, but if it was as much as that, maybe it would be on the list. One of the things which is not here is tefillah. Tefillah constantly needs chizuk. And so he says, quoted here, Torah ma'isim tovim. Torah and good actions constantly have to be mechazik a person, be mechazik oneself, for that. So to perform the positive mitzvot, it's not just a simple, what comes my way, I'm going to do it. If a person's not actively going out to do it, then it's not going to come. Umikra malehu. Chazak ve'amatz ma'od l'shmor lasos kechol ha'torah asher tivcha Moshe Avdi. You should be strong and brave, very brave, to guard and to fulfill the Torah that commanded Moshe, your servant. That's to Yehoshua. Ki chizuk gadol tzarach l'misha rotze lichpos ha'teva el havcho. Because a person needs tremendous strength in order to basically turn their mentality upside down, meaning the natural mentality to be lazy and to turn it on its head. Bihine Shlomo Shana Ma'ud Baz Haraso Alze Beharoso Es Roahat Ha'atla Behefsid Agadol Nijach Menu. But Shlomo, multiple times, is very repetitive in teaching of how bad laziness is and the great damage and destruction that laziness could cause. The Amar, and he says, and we're going to be elaborating on this line. Me'at Shanos Me'at Numos. That a little bit of sleep, a little bit of slumber, a little bit of like folding one's hands to relax and to recline. It's like a traveler who arrives suddenly, just someone just shows up at your door, or a person who rushes into the battlefield. Like he's saying, someone who is not thinking, and someone who, relax, do a little bit of this, a little bit of relaxing here, a little bit of relaxing there, and then all of a sudden, who knows what's going to happen. I'll read the footnote here. The traveler shows up unannounced at his lodging, and the mobilized soldier moves quickly to the battlefield. Thus, the Pasuk teaches metaphorically that before one even knows it, a seemingly harmless little bit of sleep here and there can lead to poverty and want. Continuing on up here. The end of the pasuk. Yeah. Kihine ha'atzel. So when it comes to the atzel, the lazy person, afal pisha eno osa rak bekumase, even though this lazy person isn't actively getting up to do something wrong, something bad, not actively committing a sin, they're just sitting there doing nothing. Hine hu mevi es hara alav b'shevi al tase shalo. He's slowly bringing evil upon him and bad upon him, little by little. Right? That's why I'm saying a little bit of sleep, a little bit of this, right? Once you slowly start doing something that's not good for you, it's gonna snowball. Yomar, gam misrapeh b'melachto. That person who's lax in his work. So, achu leval mashchis. This person is a brother, is the brother to destruction. So a person who's lax and lazy in what his work is, not talking about professionally, but that's true also. If you're a bad employee, then that's going to lead to destruction as well. So you're the brother to destruction. Because even though you're not actually the person who's committing the evil crime, right? You're just there doing nothing. He says, "Lo tachshov shehu rachok mimenu." Don't think you're so far off. Ela achiv hu uven gilohu. Rather, you're like a brother. You're like a comrade to that. And you're someone who is not doing, by just not doing anything, and by being extremely lazy, you're almost as close to evil, as close to performing averos as possible. The Amar Od, Levar Raz Ha'atel Be'er Tziuri, he says, I want to give a mashal, basically, illustrate what in Atel, what the lazy person is like. Mashi Yikra Vivalev Le'enenu Yom Yom. And this is something that unfolds before our eyes each and every day. It says, Pasuk Alste Ish Atel Avarti, I passed by, Shlomo Melech, I don't know if this literally happens, which probably did in life. But we're going to be speaking both literally and metaphorically. That I pass by the field of a person who's lazy, and the vineyard of a person who doesn't have chaser lev, who's lacking a heart and lacking the drive. You have no heart, right? You hear that sometimes in sports. The person has no heart, right? They don't care about their field. They don't care about their vineyard so much. You can tell. V'hinei ala chulo kimshonim kasufanav harulim kagomer. That there are thorns that have sprung up and nettles that are there, and the pasuk continues that the fence is broken. The stone fence has been breached and nothing is the way it should be. Right? I've been on a number of hikes in my life where you see some field that clearly nobody has taken care of properly. We in our rural communities have walked by houses sometimes where you see the grass that looks like it definitely needs to be cut, and the flowers that are dead, and the trees that need to be trimmed, right? We see that. V'chazeh nochi ashis libi ra'isi lakachti musar. Shlomo says, I saw this, and I took to my heart the musar that I needed, the musar that came to me. Ma'at sheno ma'at tnumos v'gomer. The pasuk that we read earlier from Mishlei, a little bit of sleep, a little bit of laziness, right? And look what it will lead to. Uvam is halach reshacha v'gomer, and then poverty will come. V'hine, milvad pshuto asher hu amiti kemashmo, shuhu ma shekore al steha atzal mamish. He says, aside from the pasuk's literal explanation of passing by, literally passing by the field of a lazy person, hine darshu bo chacham zachron al bracha midrash na. The Chachamim explain through Midrash, a beautiful Midrash, I'll explain it. Zeh Lashonam, Hinei Ala Kulo Kimshonim, that when it says thorns came upon it, Shemavakesh Perush Shel Parsha Veino Motzei. Now we are literally discussing a person who learns Torah, and in theory can learn Torah at a very high level, but they're lazy. And so when thorns come up, it's like a person who wants an explanation to a Parsha, to a section, and he doesn't invest in a motze. Not because he can't find it, because he doesn't invest time to find it. Kasu fana v'gomer. Right? And as the puzzle continues, mitosha lo amal behem. Since he's not working hard, he's not toiling in it, hu yoshevu metame tatar, metaher tatame. The person's going to end up paskening the wrong way. Something that's tar is going to say is tame. Something that's tame, even worse, he's going to say that's tahar. Ufore it's gedran shel tamidei chacham. He's going to breach the fence of the Talmidei Chachamim. Ma an shoshal zeh. So what punishment is this? What's the punishment? Shlomo Pirsho, Shlomo explains, v'poreitz gader yishchenu nachash. That a person who breaches the fence, his punishment is that he's bitten by a snake. Sounds pretty bad. Right? Could be a snake for like Yitzhahara, certainly, like, literally, the Nachash HaKadmoni, the original snake in Gan Eden, was the external Yitzhahara, in a certain sense. Behind the Kiras HaAtzel Ina Ba Bevas Achas, because the wickedness of a lazy person doesn't come at one moment. Elema At Ma'at, slowly, over time. Below Sheida V'Yargish Ba, where he doesn't even know, he doesn't even realize it. Kihine Hu Nimshach Me'ra El Ra'a Archi Matze Tavua B'Tachlis Ra. Because he goes and does a little bit, ends up doing a little bit more, and then he ends up being totally, totally bad, totally wicked, not performing any positive things, and only contributing to bad actions. Hine, do a little more. Hine batchila inu ella machzir haTorah hasher haya ra'ilo, that in the beginning, the back to the Torah scholar, to the Talmid Chacham. So simply slacking and being lethargic and not exerting oneself. So, okay, that would have been one thing. And as a result of that, he's not studying sufficiently. He's not learning as much Torah as he could because he's lazy. And because he's lacking the knowledge, that when he goes back to learn, when he is learning, he's lacking the understanding. And if his ruin would end there, so it would be bad enough. Far haisa rabba, it would be pretty bad. Ach od misraba bolechas, but it continues on. V'masher shivert soso al kalponim yashiva parsha v'aperekaku, because he wants to go back to that paragraph, go back to that perish, that sefer that he was doing. He still learns. But he's going to interpret it the wrong way. Because when he was lazy and he wasn't putting in the real effort that he needed to understand, to sharpen his skills, to have the knowledge that he needs, so when he goes back to try to understand this, he's not going to have the right shot. And he's going to destroy the emes and turn it on its head. And he's going to pass up and violate these takanos of Chazal, and he's going to be Yifrot Gadet. The sofo kill klaya, and the end will be destruction. Kemishpa kol poritz gader, as the end of the pasuk and the end of the thing explains, kol poritz gader, that you breached the gader. It's interesting to note that in this Maimar Chazal, it discusses violating takanos derabanan, dinim derabanan, and instead of course, saying that the person's going to end up violating mitzvos d'oraisa, which are worse, which a person probably would do. So here it's noted that even though, of course, violation of mitzvos d'oraisa are more serious, when someone breaches mitzvos d'rabanan, that of course will eventually will lead to breaching mitzvos d'oraisa. A person that, it's just d'rabanan, I don't need it. That's obviously a terrible mentality. And that will lead ultimately to violating many, many mitzvos d'oraisa. Amar Shlomo. Shlomo says, "V'achzeh anochi ashis libi," and I said to my heart to understand. "Hisponanti al adavar azeh, v'ra'isi godel harasha bo shehu ke'eres holdech mispashed ma'at ma'at." I realized and I internalized that this lazy person, by him acting this way, and the lazy Talmid Chacham, so it's like a poison that's slowly going to spread throughout one's body, little, slowly but surely. Vein puloso nikaras adamisa, and his actions won't be recognizable until he's dead. V'zeh ma'at sheino v'gomer, ba mishalach reishacha machsorcha ki'ish magen. That slowly but surely, things are going to unravel, and it is going to be bad and terrible for that person.